Chapter 1. Hot Cross Buns has to be one of the stupidest songs in the history of music. You want some buns? They're a penny. Please buy them and shut up about it so we don't have to go over the same three notes. I shuddered to think how the next song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, was going to sound. Small children would cry. Okay. My best friend, Kylie Malik, tried to paste on an encouraging smile, but the corners of her mouth didn't fully commit. You know that song Michael Jackson used to sing, ABC? If you can sing that in your head, you'll remember the notes for Hot Cross Buns. Wait, why would I use another song to remember this song? I gripped the neck of my rented violin. The notes I remember. I just don't know how to play them. Can I be an honest friend, then? She scooted my music stand to the side. As the band director's special assistant, Kylie was supposed to be using the high school music room for her own rehearsals, but she'd snuck me in as a favor. Yes, shoot. Maybe you should, you know, quit. Her eyes widened. Not that you don't have a talent, just not with this. What if we rehearsed for the play tryouts on Monday instead? I still don't know if I want to audition. It's Shakespeare and a high school play. My chances are 1 in 20,000. I may not be a math whiz, but I'm pretty sure they're better than that. This isn't some fine art school in New York. It's Sproutville, Idaho. There'll be 50, 60 people trying out, tops. And it's technically a junior high and high school play, so you have as much of a chance as a senior. Whatever. The school district was only letting the junior high students try out because they cut our theater program. Sorry, merged us with the high school. Seniors were still going to have, well, seniority over eighth graders. And you're good, Desi. Honest. I played with the hem of my self-designed, noteworthy T-shirt, hoping Kylie couldn't tell how much I wished that she was right. I'd wanted to be an actress since I'd seen my first Audrey Hepburn movie when I was 9. I couldn't count how many nights I'd stayed up, reciting classic movie lines to my bedroom mirror. Probably close to the number of times I'd read through the fall play, Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. But that familiar longing wasn't as important as my immediate musical need.